When I look into the crystal ball at this fellowship 10 years from now, this is what I see. I see one congregation in two thriving locations. I see a building addition here so that we will better be able to serve the needs and to welcome the people of the Fox Cities, all ages and beyond. And I see a place owned, more likely rented, in Oshkosh, where we are also able to welcome people of all ages, in this case from the Oshkosh area. With two sites in the Fox Valley, we will better be able to live up to our name, the Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. One staff will serve both sites, one budget, one governing board. 10 years from now, we will have stopped calling our site in Oshkosh a satellite, but instead we'll call it the Fox Valley UU Fellowship Oshkosh Campus. And this, Fox Valley UU Fellowship Fox Cities Campus. And the programs and the activities at each place will be so compelling and inviting that Fox Cities people will occasionally drive down to Oshkosh for something, and Oshkosh people will occasionally drive up here. Walk into either place, and you will feel that palpable sense of welcome, of vitality, of energy, of inclusivity. Both will feel like home. Well, I want to spend most of the sermon today addressing the three questions that are in the sermon title. So the first question, a satellite? Should we create a second site and become a multi-site congregation? My answer, as the vision I just shared indicates, is a resounding yes. So what are the advantages of becoming a multi-site congregation? Well, most importantly, our fellowship would become more accessible, in this case to Unitarian Universalists and potential UUs in and around Oshkosh. The city of Oshkosh itself has a population of 65,000, with at least that many people in the surrounding area. Right now, we have 75 members and friends of our fellowship who live in Oshkosh, and my hat's off to them for making the trip up here on a regular basis, in bad weather much of the time, facing traffic, especially on Packer weekends. They do a lot to get here, and having a site there would save them time and money, and it'd be more environmentally sound. And even more importantly, I think, it would make an attractive option for the many people locally in Oshkosh who aren't willing to travel half an hour or more to check out a congregation. Demographers tell us that in that Oshkosh area, there may be something like 1,000 potential Unitarian Universalists. Oshkosh is one of the two largest cities in the state without a UU congregation in it. The other is Waukesha. And there are two neighboring congregations, both closer than this one is to Oshkosh. It would be good for Unitarian Universalism. It would be good for potential UUs and our members and friends in the Oshkosh area if there was an option there. But why start a satellite rather than a completely new and independent congregation? Well, I think there are significant advantages to the satellite model. Most notably, satellites enable a quicker start than a brand new congregation, and that's because the satellite has access to the resources and the staff of the existing congregation. For generations in the UU Association, the preferred model of growth has been to start new independent congregations. A group of people will get together and launch a congregation, or a group of people will leave either with a blessing or without a blessing an established congregation and start a new congregation. And then, more often than not, they will limp along for 25 years or 35 or forever, perhaps with lots of enthusiasm and dedication, but without the money, the staff, the infrastructure to have a quick launch. Our own fellowship is a case in point. For 25 years, our congregation struggled along without staff, without enough resources to do much more than have a service and a small religious education program. They skipped from one rental facility to another. And toward the end of that startup period, an exhausted and dispirited congregation voted to disband our religious education program. At that point, they were lucky to have 10 people at a service. It's a minor miracle that the congregation survived. And interestingly, a fellowship started in Oshkosh around that same time as ours started, and that congregation did not survive that elongated startup period. It eventually closed its doors. It is time to try a different model. Creating a second site is no easy task either, but the support and the resources of the existing congregation make a huge difference. Lots of wheels do not have to be reinvented. There's an efficiency of administration, one administrative office, one financial system, one set of policies and procedures. And more significant, I think, the satellite has the advantage of the deep root systems that the existing congregation has developed. And in this case, I think that the roots of this fellowship are not only deep, but are very strong. The second question in the title is, in Oshkosh? Is Oshkosh the place to start a second site? And my answer again is a resounding yes. Not only because of the significant population base there with no UU congregation, but also because so many of our members and friends from Oshkosh have voiced this dream of having something like we have here in Oshkosh. Their high interest has been confirmed in the initial meetings we've had to discuss this idea. We've had maybe 40 of our Oshkosh folks at the various meetings. Additionally, our launch of a campus ministry program last fall at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, I think, makes Oshkosh an ideal location. A vibrant campus ministry inevitably results in increased student visits to the sponsoring congregation. We've seen that this year with our Lawrence University campus ministry. But that cannot happen if the congregation is too far from the campus. If we can offer services and programs in Oshkosh, it will truly help anchor our campus ministry effort there. In an important book called The Multi-Site Revolution, the authors of that book assert that there's two key questions to ask yourselves if you are considering starting a second site. One, are there people in the targeted area connected with our congregation? And two, is there a need in that community for a congregation like ours? Again, I'd answer yes to both of these questions. Clearly, we have a substantial number of us in the Oshkosh area. And to me, surely there is a need for Unitarian Universalism in Oshkosh. We certainly hear this from our Oshkosh members, like the Fox Cities. Oshkosh is a conservative religious area. Unlike a big city or a progressive city like Madison, there are not many mainline Christian or Jewish congregations which, in any stretch of the imagination, could be classified as liberal. And certainly there's no congregation with the theological breadth of this fellowship. As Dottie shared in her sermon last week, Unitarian Universalism has a very significant message for our world today, our world which is in so many ways divided and hurting. Oshkosh needs this message, especially as it continues, like the Fox Cities, to experience the challenges and the opportunities of increasing diversity. And the third question in my title is, now, is this the time to start a satellite in Oshkosh? And to this question, I give a mixed answer. Ours is a healthy and vibrant congregation, and those are two prerequisites. The need is there in Oshkosh. But honestly, at this time, we lack the membership and the financial resources to sustain a full-fledged second site like that I described in the beginning of the sermon. Furthermore, we lack the staffing to sustain such a full-fledged second sight. It takes a lot more staff, and we are already stretched quite thin. And then there's the economic meltdown, the Great Recession, as I heard it called this week, which does not help. Our own fellowship, as we look ahead to our next fiscal year starting July 1st, we will be about the same in terms of our budget for next year as we are this year. And given the economy, I'm actually very pleased about that result. We've heard a lot of stories about other UU congregations, other denominations that have had to cut budgets, cut staff, cut benefits, cut compensation. Our UUA stewardship consultant who helped us with our stewardship campaign emailed us a few weeks ago, and her question was, okay, how much less did you get than last year? And we had to say, well, actually, we're going to be about the same. And she said, you should be ecstatic about that result. It's a tribute to so many people in this congregation who were able to be so devoted and to have the resources to keep us going at the same level. In our stewardship sermon, Dottie and I acknowledged that some of us, because of the economy, we're going to have to cut back, even eliminate our pledge. And we asked others who were able and willing to pick up the resulting slack, and many of you did exactly that. It's a good thing. But the reality is a flat budget does not give us a lot of extra money to start a satellite. So a strategic planning committee was charged, made up of Oshkosh members, to sift through all this information, these ideas, and figure out if we should move forward and how we should move forward, given the financial constraints, given the staffing constraints at this time. And this group determined that we should move forward, but with very, very small steps. And I'll be honest with you, the proposal they came up with is much more modest than I would have envisioned a year ago, 6 months ago, even a month ago. I was surprised at the result. And yet, I think it is exactly the steps that we need to take. I'm persuaded it is a wise approach. And if you'd like to see that Strategic Planning Committee's report, that will be available on our website. And central in this plan that the strategic team came up with is the idea of building community, because we know community is going to be the key to this having long-term success. So the proposal has four parts. The first is to offer a high-quality, once-a-month Wednesday evening program for all ages in Oshkosh, much like our Fellowship Wednesday program here. Start with a catered meal or a potluck supper. Have an educational program for adults, for children, have nursery care, maybe add a small, short intergenerational worship service, hopefully make the programming so inviting that some from the Fox Cities will want to drive down to Oshkosh for it. Second part of their proposal is to become more intentional about integrating Oshkosh people and concerns into our fellowship programs. So make sure we offer a circle dinner there. Add another covenant group or two in Oshkosh. There's already one. Focus some of our social action programming on local issues relevant to Oshkosh people. The third part of the proposal is to develop a stronger presence in the Oshkosh community for Unitarian Universalism through participation of lay ministers or Dottie or myself in interfaith activities, through some occasional programs on campus that have a higher profile. And then fourth, develop a carpooling network so that it's easier, more economical, and more environmentally friendly for Oshkosh folks to come up here for services and programs. Would all of this in this proposal approximate the vision that I started this sermon with? No. Not even close. But it would be a good start, and it would begin the work of building a solid foundation so that at some point in the future, we could realize that vision. So start a satellite now, I say yes, but with baby steps. And I should note that this approach fits perfectly into our fellowship tradition of dreaming big and planning carefully. That's what we do here. We dream big, and then together we figure out which small step we need to take next and next and next until we get there. And no doubt about it, a multi-site congregation is a big dream. If we pull this off, we will be the first UU congregation in the Midwest to do this. And no doubt these are small steps we are planning carefully. I should also add that in making small steps initially, we're following the advice of multi-staff experts or multi-site experts who say, take baby steps, low-risk steps, that's the way to start. So as we move forward, if we move forward with this, what are some of the keys to make this work over the long term? First and foremost, we need to relentlessly keep at the forefront of our thinking the idea that we would be one congregation, two sites. The satellite in Oshkosh must be as thoroughly Fox Valley UU Fellowship as anything here. Any hint of us and them and the project is doom, and the health of this whole fellowship will be in serious jeopardy. That's the downside of a satellite. If it gets into an us and them, it's bad news. Multi-site experts talk about the need in an additional site to make sure it has the same DNA as the existing congregation. So everything in Oshkosh will need to embody the same identity, the same vision, the same values that the Fox Valley UU Fellowship has. And indeed, this is precisely what our Oshkosh members want. They love it here. They just want here, there. So anything in Oshkosh that is contrary to the DNA of this fellowship would need to be rejected. And of course, the identity, the vision, the values of this fellowship will be expressed in different ways in different places. If we meet in a rental space in Oshkosh for worship, that's different than this space. It's going to feel different. But the core needs to be the same. Whether you're brand new or you've been here for a long time, if you walk into either place, you should feel the same energy, vitality, inclusivity, and health. Decisions will need to be made on the basis of what's good for the whole. And all of us, regardless of which one we generally attend, we'll need to see ourselves as members of the Fox Valley UU Fellowship, not members of the Fox Cities campus or the Oshkosh campus. An interrelated key to success here is to realize that what's good for one site will inherently be good for the other. Multi-site experts lift up the Three Musketeers motto of all for one and one for all. That's how it has to work. A great example is thinking about a building addition here. I believe that adding on to this building is absolutely essential if we have any hope of realizing this full potential of a site in Oshkosh. And that's because our congregation of 600 today cannot sustain a full-fledged second site. As I've shared, we don't have the money or the staff for that. But if we add on to this building, we will have the capacity to grow to a congregation of 900 or 1,000 or 1,200. In fact, our long-range projections predict that we'll be a congregation of about 900 by 2015, which is not very far away. But I guarantee you, if we do not add on to this site, we will not get there. We will be too full, and we will turn off and turn away hundreds of people who might otherwise find a spiritual home here. So no one should be more enthusiastic about building on to this building than our Oshkosh members and friends, even if at some future point they only come here rarely. And then a final key I want to lift up is that launching a satellite in Oshkosh would be successful only if all of us buy into it. We will need Fox City's members and friends to be enthusiastic about this idea. And we will need everyone to understand that if we move forward with this, it will profoundly change our fellowship, all of us, this community, just as getting our first building on Superior Street in Appleton changed the fellowship, just as building this building changed it, just as calling a minister and a second minister and adding staff and adding services, all these things have changed our fellowship. This fellowship today is a dynamic, vital, growing community because we have had the spiritual maturity time and time again to change it, even though we love it just exactly the way it is now. So this brings me to the bottom line of why I think we need to go down this path, why I think we need to take these first steps. I am convinced that these baby steps will begin us along a path which will make a profound difference over time to people in Oshkosh, both current members and people who find us, and really to the whole city of Oshkosh. We have a wonderful long-term opportunity here to build a better world, to make a difference. And I would say we have a responsibility to this faith, to everything which it promises the world. We need to move forward. Step by step together, let's build a congregation that can make a difference from one end of the Fox Valley to the other.